Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This one has some big highlights. You got a stolen school bus, police chase.
Okay.
I'm not even sure those are the most extreme parts of it.
They're not.
Let's take a ride
here.
No,
they're not.
And is in behind bars in York County tonight after police say he stole a school bus and led police on a multi-county chase. Fox 43's Alyssa Kratz has more on the bizarre story and video of the chase.
What is his tie?
This shocking.
That thing was loud.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of paisley.
Postal repattern.
Yeah. My favorite colors are paisley and blood. Let's get this going.
This shocking video sent to Fox 43 shows the moment a man driving a stolen bus drove off Route 15 in Lower Allen Township Tuesday morning.
Damn, he drove through like a pretty big ditch,
ditch and embankment. Yeah. I mean, he went for it. He went full auto.
This is some Grand Theft Auto bus driving here.
It is.
Morning, with police chasing behind him after a multi-county pursuit.
The cop, like, where are you going, dude? You think that once you hop over onto that grass, you're like, they'll never get me here.
Yeah, they'll never find me.
I'm home free.
Look at my mastery of acceleration.
Yeah, do you think the officer's going to call in and go, hey, this is Unit 45? He's gone.
Yeah, we lost him.
We can't find him.
The cop was blocking both lanes. And then when it opened up a little bit, I was filming and was able to see the bus going over the embankment there.
Wow, they had the poorest speaking witness tell us exactly what we just saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know it's her video, I guess. But.
And just hoping there was no kids in it.
Thankfully, no children were inside the bus. It was solely occupied by 24-year-old Tony Saunders, who authorities say stole the vehicle from a transportation company in Adams County.
Now, they're showing his mugshot. Do you think that's not a piercing on the... left side of his nose,
sure.
Is it?
I don't know.
For sure.
I think it's a mole that needs to be seen by a skin doctor.
I'm just focused on his dead eyes.
The eyes are dead. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Monday night. Additional court documents allege Saunders
was a tumor. It was a tumor. Cancer's going to shoot out of that like spider babies.
Not only is it a felony because it's a vehicle, but the new you add into it now, that's a school bus. You know, were there any children on side? Did the male stop to attempt to pick up any children?
These are really questions we're asking you, officer.
What?
Yeah, it did.
Well, were there any children inside?
No.
Did he attempt to stop and pick up any children?
No.
I mean, it doesn't seem like. It seems like you were chasing him pretty much the whole time.
Did he buy any frozen turkeys and throw them out the window?
You know, none of that was known at the time.
A Carroll Township police officer spotted the stolen bus.
She's so young. Was she on the school bus? Here, report on this.
Chase lasted so long, I graduated.
Bus driving through this store parking lot just before 8 o'clock this morning. That's when he tried to pull Saunders over, but instead he fled north towards Cumberland County. Saunders led police into Lower Allen Township, where he drove over this embankment, then ditched the bus on a nearby road.
He fled on foot. He didn't make it very far. The officers were able to locate him and apprehend him.
Why would you flee on foot when you're in a vehicle that is faster than you on foot?
Yeah, I mean, a bus isn't, the fastest vehicle, but it's definitely, like you said, much faster than feet.
And very incognito.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
Well, that's the tough part.
I would have just turned on those flashers. Everybody has to stop. Sorry, you can't catch me. You got to stay back.
Just drive past a school. They'll lose you in the mix.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
So many school everywhere. Buses.
This is like a fantasy.
When police arrested Saunders,
that's concerning.
Why is it when you so were not surprising that I'm like,
come on, almost every guy, especially when you're young, like in middle school or high school, thinks it'd be pretty fun to steal a bus and see if I could get away with it.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm on your side.
I mean, like this guy, I don't want kids on the bus or anything. No. I wonder if I could get away in the school bus and go over an embankment like that. Pretty sweet.
People said this zip code is a problem. A lot of Pennsylvania people go, this zip code, always trouble. Of course they stole a bus here.
Yeah, you
no
it.
State turns on its own people as fast as Pennsylvania.
No,
also,
they don't.
If you're going to go off-roading in a bus, though, I do think it'd be more fun to have kids on it. Because y'all remember when the bus would get a little sketchy and you'd bouncing around and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like as a bus driver, when you hit those little bumps where all the little kids kind of go rumbling and tumbling around, it's a low-key win for a bus driver.
Yeah, if you're in the back seat, oh boy.
Good luck. No seatbelts?
Yeah,
awesome.
Concussion.
Rest at Saunders. He was completely naked.
Oh.
Officers searched.
Wait, hold on. Let's back that up just a couple seconds to get the whole.
When they arrested Saunders, what?
When police arrested Saunders, he was completely naked. Officers searched the bus and found the carcass of a deer inside.
What?
What?
How is it that we are a minute 43 into this news story?
So we got
and
a,
you're just now mentioning that?
Yeah, that
we got a cop asking
top.
Hypothetical questions about bus stops and everything else, but this guy's nude with a deer carcass? Were they going on a honeymoon? What was happening here?
What the hell?
It's crazy. not that surprised. Crazy things happen every day. So.
Really? Like that?
Series. Every day.
Naked
every day.
Men steal school buses and they also have a deer on them?
The other day I saw a robin carrying tinfoil. The world is upside down.
I mean, on the bright side, she didn't go with the requisite. I've never seen anything like this before.
Nobody gave her the script.
Yeah.
No.
In my
filling
years here, I've never seen fill-in crazy scenario here.
Yeah.
Bizarre series of events, which police say ended in the best case scenario, given the circumstances.
Yeah, no free venison.
No one was injured. No officers were injured. No one from the public was injured. And the defendant in the case was not injured either.
Yeah, Saunders wasn't well hung.
Saunders is facing a slew of charges from Carroll Township Police, as well as other charges from state police in Adams County. He remains in custody at the York County Correctional Facility. Alyssa Kratz, Fox 43 News.
He and his nose tumor are being represented by a public defender. Everything should be okay.
I saw in the print story that apparently the reason he had the deer, the reason he said he had a deer was for, he was going to use it for fertilizer.
Oh.
So never did explain his nudity.
How did he?
I don't know.
Like, what was the order of operations here? Steal bus, find dead deer, steal bus, kill dead deer, kill deer, steal bus.
Maybe he stole the bus and then later realized it had the deer in it and then came up with the plan. Oh, I could use this as fertilizer.
I think I'd need another investigation of how that deer got on there. Also, where did the clothes go?
Yeah, and it was my understanding that he had stolen a car the day before and gotten away from police.
Was he naked when he stole the bus, though, or did he strip his clothes off during the ride?
I don't, you know.
So many questions.
Again, so many unanswered questions.
What if they dig deeper and they find out a guy at the bus garage was a bit of an accessory accidentally because the guy came in and said, hey, as you can see, I am naked. I think I left my clothes on that school bus. You mind if I take a peek? Next thing, it's driving out the garage.
I mean, could be.
Man, people get duped.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.